This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's a quote: a week to clear all of our heads and come back and stick together. Signed, Peter Baelish, the New York Jets quarterback.
Can you believe the Jets tweeted that out like 30 minutes ago?
Yes.
Are you talking about like an ultimate troll job?
And then according to NFL rumors, when asked about his trade getting vetoed to the Jets, Jerry Jeudy responded that it wasn't the general manager. I did it.
Yeah,
I didn't want to go there. What a mess that is. What a mess tonight might be. Somebody on the text line says from the 913, it's the Steelers by 30. Quit overthinking it. Okay.
I don't. Other than the Lions, who's winning by 30 in the NFL this
year?
That's
weird. Right? It's like Cleveland actually has like a good defense. You just don't understand why they can't keep games close because their quarterback is absolutely astonishingly
right.
Just mesmerizingly just fantastic. I don't know what it is. You never know what's going to happen with Jameis Winston.
Right. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's Thursday. It's cold. It's a good night to make chili in a crock pot. Just chill.
Yeah. It's one of those nights. I don't think we have anything going on today. So I think this is like one of those nights where it's park it on the couch.
Night.
Jen can watch Yellowstone for the third time and I'll watch the game, right?
Also, one of Pittsburgh's key players, the text line alludes to from the 620, going to be tough to kick field goals tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pittsburgh's going to have to find a way to score a touchdown.
It's true.
Good point.
Special teams player of the, respect the text.
Yeah, there great point, man.
How many field goals get to 30, LOL, from the 816? Not in this weather.
Right.
Not in the wind and the rain / snow, which means tonight it'll be 40 degrees and no precipitation.
Yeah, exactly. It'll all go away.
The hell's that Alex Gold guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Does Alex know it's time?
Somebody yells, go out there and yell, son.
Hey, Alex!
Golly.
Pittsburgh also doesn't give up a lot of points, too, so it's not like you have to score a lot if you're on that offensive Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, the over-under is 37. That's tonight's game, and then Pittsburgh is hanging 3.5.
Right.
On the road, on Thursday, short week, big win.
Right.
could still be hungover after beating Baltimore. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the conditions in tonight's game could drastically change with all of that. Speaking of drastic change, we are now joined by our guy,
what's up?
Alex Gold.
Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
You following the Missouri stuff? Or what?
Well, you got to play his intro.
Oh, you got his intro? Play it.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Got to figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Gold.
Yeah, good to be on with you guys.
Finally got some football weather here in Kansas City.
And tonight,
that hit the rod this morning a little quicker than I thought it was going to. But before we get into the game tonight, the most important thing is the mess of the Missouri gambling law that we thought was good. Now we're kind of thinking it's good. We still might think it is. Take the floor.
It's still good. Still okay. Good.
You say with a hesitation in your voice.
No, so. Quick to it. I think that was a confident answer.
Okay. I look like, still good?
Yeah, no, still good. Ultimately, I've had some people ask, like, why are they even still counting? Because, but that's, they always make the results official. Usually it's just not this close, so it doesn't matter, and everybody moves on with their day. But it got really narrow 2 days ago, and now I think it's in a much better spot. So to fill people in, we're talking about Amendment 2 in Missouri that, passed multiple weeks ago, but they ultimately have to finalize and certify the results in December. And at that time, the margin was only 4,300 votes or so. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden on Monday, when each county started to report their final tallies, there was one county in particular, I think it's Christian County, certified results. Well, all of a sudden they had 10,000 more votes.
Like, 10,000 yes or no votes?
10,000 more total, but a majority of them being no.
Oh, in Christian County?
I don't know where that's at in Missouri, I'll be honest.
Never heard of that.
And so that narrowed the gap to, at one point, the yes side was only up 368 votes. That's how narrow this thing got.
Wow.
And then now things are a little bit better. I talked about this last night on that betting show.
Which one?
That one. And a few of the bigger counties in the state that were more yes votes than no votes came in, and now it's back up to, my understanding, like an 1,800 to 2,200 vote margin.
How many
in
dead
favor
people
of yes?
Recently voted yes for this in Missouri?
I don't know, but really, it was the early voting that came in, and I guess there was some issues with some of that in Christian County or whatever, and that's why all of a sudden there was 10,000 more votes in a county that predominantly voted no. But it's back up. It's not a 300 vote margin anymore. My understanding is it's back above 1,800 or so. And it looks like everything's good. And the no side still has said they're not going to recount or anything. They're not going to request a recount, even though technically anybody can. Like, even a Missouri resident could request a recount if they wanted to.
That's millions of dollars, though, right?
Correct. Yeah. There's a cost to that, to say the least, for a statewide.
Do you think anybody will do that? I mean, do you think there'll be somebody in Christian County that comes out of the woods and says, hey, we need a recount here?
I don't think you can say 100% no, but I would be shocked based on people I've talked to. I know the campaigns, like, on either. The only side that would have requested a recount campaign-wise would have been the yes side. If this thing would have flipped and we were sitting here and all of a sudden no is winning by 200 votes, the yes side would have, is my understanding. The no side doesn't have much of an appetite to do that. One, the cost. But remember, on the no side, one of the key contributors to that campaign was Caesars.
Right.
And so, like, if when this passes and becomes launches in Missouri next year, they're gonna benefit financially from it. So why would they put another couple million to go against it on top of the campaign they already had? So, So I think everything's good. It just got really interesting with the votes narrowing the margin.
Yeah,
county hates gambling. That's the Ozark County, right?
Did you find out where Christian County was?
My dad just texted
where's
me.
Where's that at?
Said in the text line too, my dad said Christian County is where the cabin was for me. That's where our cabin was in Shell Knob.
Where's that?
It's like basically Ozark area, like down in like past Springfield, 44.
Branson kind of?
Like in that kind of area. And somebody says Christian County is Lake of the Ozarks from the 913.
Okay.
There you go.
And they didn't pass that law for the casino. They're like, absolutely not.
Yeah, that didn't pass. I think that spoke to how Kansas City side bet the yes side up quite a bit on the sports betting, because folks here had the tie in either already going across the state line versus
St. Louis side too, though.
Yeah, but Kansas City supported the sports betting more than St. Louis did, which
we're always better at everything than that.
I agree.
Hole.
I was a little surprised that it was by the margin it was, because St. Louis, the Cardinals themselves, they were really front and center. Of all the six pro teams that were for this, they were, the DeWitt family was way in front of this thing. I know you guys talked to them way back when they started the campaign and everything. So I was a little surprised that St. Louis didn't contribute, if you will, a little bit more than Kansas City on the yes side, but
they
looks like everything's
backed up with Provel cheese and crappy pizza. So look, it's
I
good.
Like Provel cheese.
You like that pizza?
You and Jerry and Samba are going to get along
it.
Well.
I can go to Martin City and get the toppings, and I'll be like, you can add Provel to it. Yeah. I really don't hate it. Yeah. I like fried raviolis too.
Well, who doesn't? If it's fried or
the hill is the only thing that I'll enjoy over there.
Yeah, the hill is fantastic.
That's where my
in St. Louis.
Little sister she graduated in St. Louis, and they went to the hill for her final dinner.
It's a great area.
My dad's like, yeah, whenever you want to take a nice girl out to dinner, take her to the hill. I'm like, where's that? And he's like, you just pick one. Close your eyes.
Canetto's is my all time favorite place up there. Favaz's is really good. He trained under Jasper. Doesn't use Provel. So if you're looking for a St. Louis place that uses real food, Favaz's. Is the
shout
place
out
to
Webster
go.
Grove to my little sister, or Webster? So tonight's game. Let's get into this. First question I have for you: does it matter who's playing if it's a snow game for you?
What do you mean? Does it matter who's playing?
Like it could be Vegas versus Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it could be forecast flurries. I'm watching.
Yeah, I think it matters on a betting angle. It matters because who can run the ball really effectively,
and who
is going to typically want to throw the ball around. And in this game, you're right. Both teams are fine with running it. It's a divisional game, and the forecast tonight, it's 100% chance of precipitation. I think it's going to be. It sounds like a wintry mix, maybe snow at times, and then the wind is always the biggest thing. We always talk about if it's going to be rain. The wind is always what will impact the game more. If it's super windy, I wouldn't be surprised if Russell Wilson, if it's actually going to live up to the forecast, they might only be able to throw it 10 or 12 times tonight in the game. But Najee Harris, that rushing attack is more than capable, whereas the Browns, Nick Chubb has not been what everybody was hoping was going to be when he came back from injury.
Nobody ever is that first year after that knee injury.
Especially if you watch that in slow motion.
I mean, he destroyed, didn't he
I just saw it in my head again.
So
that was nasty. That was nasty. Look, two things with this game. One, I really do like Pittsburgh, -3.5. I know you take a look. A trend even surprised me for this game. Mike Tomlin on road divisional Thursday night games is 0-5. He's never won a road divisional Thursday night game. The Steelers as a team are 0-7 in their team's history on road divisional games. So
on Thursday night.
So that's just a trend that doesn't back them up. But at some point, we have to still watch the teams this year, don't we? Like we can all look at trends.
Tells you what happened, but not what will happen.
Yeah,
you know?
The Browns have lost by 17 and 21 the last two times out. Like their last two games, they have not been competitive whatsoever. And so I like Pittsburgh quite a bit. I actually put it up on the board in our in-house contest just now. I think Cody just trailed me on it as well. If you end up riding that bet as well, then I'm going to have to switch it. Because if everybody's on Pittsburgh, -3.5 on our in-house contest.
Coattail rider.
Look, the Steelers are...
Surprised they didn't cut you in line to try to get up there first.
The Steelers have given up the second fewest points per game, and they're the third-ranked PFF defense in football this year. So I like Pittsburgh quite a bit in this game. I know none of us believe that they're true Super Bowl contenders. Can they actually win two or three playoff games? No. But the Browns stink, guys. I'm not worried about the Thursday night Mike Tomlin trend. I'm really not.
What about the kickers? Our text line brought that up earlier, and I thought that was a great point. Pittsburgh can't find their way into the end zone. They're winning games with field goals.
But there's wind.
And there's wind and rain and snow. It's not at height. Men in dog masks.
Yeah, what's weird? It's Heinz Field, which that's not where it's now, Aquasure or whatever. It's not there. It's in Cleveland tonight. Mm-hmm. So Boswell's used to kicking in windy or weird wind.
NFL.com had a great story about that game being played in Pittsburgh. Did you see that one yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, great story about how the Pittsburgh is going to have an impact. It's in Cleveland. NFL.com.
Completely botched it. Yeah. Completely botched
Thanks
it.
Thanks for it's listening.
Just, yeah, be, that's why maybe you shouldn't just blindly be careful when you're reading an article and blindly betting based on
most of the stuff is written by AI.
That's true as well. But no, that and then the under 36.5. I do think the under, even at that number, it's been bet down from 40.
37.
I still like it. Is it so? If you're shopping around 37, if you like the under, is obviously better than 36.5. Is Cleveland getting the 17 points, guys? Like I this
know.
Feels
Jameis
like it
Winston
could,
can shock you, and that's the only thing that scares me about this game. Is like you said earlier, like is there going to be a guy that's going to say the hell with it? I'm throwing no matter what. That guy screams, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not going to parlay the two together, because if this game goes over, it might be because Jameis says that and throws a pick or two for a touchdown. So I'm on the under 36.5, and then a separate bet on the Steelers -3.5.
Do you tease this game?
No. No, because who are you teasing?
Would you tease down Pittsburgh? You don't want to pick them and then tease up the over under.
if you were going to tease, I would only tease the total. The reason why I say not to tease Pittsburgh down, we talk about the key numbers all the time, 7-3-0. Usually you don't want to tease down through zero. Like usually you don't want to you don't want to tease 6 points down through zero the opposite way. It's typically over time is a you're not getting good value. It's a losing strategy.
So this is the one that I'm kind of like Dusty crazy about. I kind of want to take Indiana plus 13. But I feel like they're going to go into the big house, not the big house, the horseshoe, and get blasted.
That's what everybody's been waiting for all year, though.
But I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, at some point.
Is 13 comfortable enough? Because I feel like if you think that Indiana can get blown out by Ohio State, you'd take the over of 51, according to DraftKings.
You're saying if you think Ohio State's going to blow out Indiana,
because you think that they're going to score like they're going to beat them like 48-21.
Yeah, but if it's a blowout like that, then you just wonder is Indiana even
going to score?
Get a score? I like Indiana plus 13.5. I would just buy the half point and make it an even 14.
Okay,
just, that way you're protected if they win by two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But I think you're still getting a good number there. Like everybody's been waiting, including myself, for Indiana just to fall off. Like okay, come on now. But
oh, Bob's ready. His team's playing this week.
It's mid November. I mean, they're legit. They may not be exciting when we say the name out loud. I heard you guys driving in time at the college football playoff and like who's going to bring in more fans. Yeah, Indiana's not going to excite the casual fan 100% with you. But they're good enough to hang with two touchdowns of Ohio State this Saturday.
What if they get motorboated though? Like 11. And it's 11 a.m. here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big noon kickoff, whatever. Yeah.
No, which I love. But anyway, what if they get motorboated? What if it's 56-7, man? Like then what are we saying
their
about
season's
Indiana?
Over.
It's done.
The playoff committee will say, okay, good. We got our excuse to get him the hell out of there.
To get him the hell out. Yeah. That's
about
you're looking for a game like that.
That's why we were, you know, like the rankings are fun for everybody to talk about. That's why, but they're pointless right now. The college football playoff rankings when they get released, because for example, use Boise State, fourth. You know, like they moved BYU way back. I was talking with Drew about this cause he's got his college football podcast here on
249
and
why not 420? I don't get the 249,
249 miles, Bob, you know,
420's got too many high rises there.
Thank you, Dusty. Are you ready for Colorado this weekend?
That's the Gold Lichens Bowl, baby.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I was just saying, so like Boise State, it's easy for them to put them in and give them a bye right now in these rankings. Mm-hmm. But if BYU, even though they're down right now, if BYU were to beat Arizona State and then beat Colorado, let's say in the Big 12 title game, BYU is going to leapfrog Boise State right back. Like, so it just doesn't matter. No Who cares?
What do you like in that KU-Colorado game this weekend?
The over.
Definitely the over 59. I mean, I just think it's going to be fun. And I saw Matt Tate over in Lawrence. He was saying that they're expecting, it seemed high. He's hearing that maybe they can get to 55,000 for this game because the weather's looking good. And you and I were talking about this, Dusty, early in the week. I'm probably going to wait till Saturday morning to buy tickets if I end up going. I think the crowd's going to be fun. Of course, Colorado's a draw. KU's playing better now. It's, you know, it's the last game for this group of seniors that has done a lot. I think that does factor into the attendance a little bit.
Yeah.
But the over's the play. I would love to tell you KU's going to win outright. I don't know if I have the confidence to actually put my own money on them to do that.
Plus 120.
A lot of KU fans are claiming they won the national championship over these last 2 weeks. So I mean,
it's frustrating because this is the team that everybody thought they could have been.
Well, they
were.
This was the Prince's promise for sure. Right now, Colorado minus 2.5, over under 59.5. KU plus 120 on the money line. If you're me, I'm taking 2.5 in the over. It's plus 250. For Colorado.
I'm not surprised you're doing that. I get it.
Very, very biased.
It's up to 3.5 on FanDuel, too. Colorado minus, it's got up to minus 3.5.
That gives you more juice. Speaking of juice, Kansas City against the spread this week. It's 10.5 against Carolina.
Oh, it dropped. Last I saw it was 11. Wow.
Yeah, 10.5. Look, I know we've done the teasers for four straight weeks. Last week, it bit us in the ass. We lost both teaser legs because the Chiefs lost by 9. And they didn't even cover the 8.5. So that one was bad. We had a nice run going on the teasers.
No doubt.
You can definitely tease this one down. I'm taking the Chiefs minus 10.5. I do believe they're covering. This will be one of their biggest.
Say that again?
Taking the Chiefs minus 10.5.
Minus 10. I thought you said 7.5.
Minus 10.5. Sorry. Yeah, to cover the 10.5 points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carolina's won two in a row, but I'm sure you guys have talked about it. They beat
Saints and the Giants,
who had at that time Daniel Jones starting the week before the Saints by a point, and then they fired their head coach the next day. I Bryce Young might have more confidence now than he did a month ago. Good for him because the Panthers have kind of screwed him up. But I just don't see it. I mean, this to me reminds me of the Bears game from a year ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to win by 20 or whatever.
42-10.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be that. But I'm fine with just laying the 10.5 points with the Chiefs this Sunday. I do think it is a bounce back spot for them. And that's why in this game too, knowing that there's a short week ahead with Black Friday against the Raiders, I actually, depending on Pacheco's status, I kind of like, once the numbers are out for Carson Steele and Samaje Perine, I kind of like some overs on their very low rushing totals and anytime touchdown bets on them. If this gets out of hand in the second half, why would you give carries to Kareem Hunt or Pacheco, knowing where they're at and they're, you know, they're physically in the short week ahead? Yeah. I could see some guys further down the depth chart getting a late touchdown. So that so anytime touchdown market, some guys further down the board, you know, like
Carson Steele is plus 550 anytime. Clyde Edwards-Helaire plus 550 as well.
Plus 550. That seems way too low. He's not going to play
anytime touchdown.
Now, if he's not active, then the bet just isn't you're good. So, but yeah, I'd be. Clyde hasn't played all year.
Peyton Hendershot is plus 1100 to score a touchdown.
I mean, don't hate it. Yeah. Don't hate a little small sprinkle on it just because
Throw a $5 bill on that thing, right?
Again, this is what happens. If you think the Chiefs are covering the 10.5, then you probably think they're comfortably ahead, obviously, through much of the game. Fourth quarter, 8 minutes to go. Carson Wentz comes in and they're just handing the ball off a bunch to Samaje Perine and Carson Steele, and maybe there's one pass to a backup tight end.
What does Caliendo have for a touchdown?
That's not on there. I did see that.
Jim!
Mecole Hardman's plus 700. Big. Could be a good surprise. Mecole Hardman, jet sweet touchdown.
Wow, anybody
plus 700.
I like it. Anybody that's just, further down, that's normally like the fourth, fifth, sixth option in the offense, all of a sudden the fourth quarter maybe gets
better. And then before we get you out of here, the Harbaugh Bowl is Monday night.
I can't wait for this. This is going to be fun.
This is your one this week that you like.
Yeah, this is one I like.
Tonight's my like. Yeah.
I love this game. One, I also love it because I think now's the great time for a betting angle to just fade the Chargers. Everybody loves the Chargers right this second. Everybody loves them. Mm-hmm. They just saw them on Sunday Night Football. But let's remember, the team they beat on Sunday night is still a bad football team in Cincinnati. Right, Cincinnati has 4 wins. It's not the same Cincy team from the past. Who have the Chargers beat? Their best win is maybe the Broncos in early October. Go through their schedule. Who have they actually beaten? So I think we've overinflated the Chargers,
Cincinnati, who
will be a playoff team this year. But I like Baltimore. Baltimore, to me, is clearly still the better football team. So to me, it's a good sell spot on the Chargers. Their value is maybe higher now than it's going to be at any point this season of the national attention that they're getting. So give me the Ravens. I think it's minus 3.5 at last.
You taking the Ravens outright?
Yeah.
Mm.
You like the Chargers, sounds like?
I'm on that wave. I think Justin Herbert and Harbaugh have kind of got that Black Eyed Peas connection.
Oh, they're a playoff team for sure.
No,
I will never be on that wave with the Chargers. It's one of those teams I will just
be ready for next year. You know, next year is more than any other.
Charger
next year,
coming back.
Everybody is going to be picking the Chargers to win the division next year.
Why would it change from any other year? Yeah.
But this year, nobody was really picking them because everybody realized they were going to take a step back, although they didn't. Next year will be the year where everybody's on the Chargers bandwagon.
Great. Then I'll make some money.
Ready to rock.
Yeah, I'll make some money on the Chiefs then.
Outside of Paul Charchin, what's the forecast for Cody and Golden Drew today?
Yeah, so Dane and Hughes will join us. We'll get his perspective on a game like this. So you come off a huge, you know, matchup against Buffalo. How does the psyche of a player kind of work going into this game? We'll peel back the curtain on that. And then we will talk about the comparisons that I think exist between the Bears game from a year ago to what we're going to see on Sunday.
There you go. All right. Well, we appreciate the time.
Thanks,
and the
guys.
Knowledge.
Well done,
and,
son.
Let's just see.
Thank you.
I'm not going to call you dad.
Sorry. Not calling you dad.
That's disrespectful, isn't it, Dusty?
Throw a Y on there. Okay. Never know. Thought maybe we'd get there. Not a chance. Speaking of KU, a former KU player, Joel Embiid, is just continually finding himself in that spotlight. We both have to pee, so we're going to go to break a little early.
Hey, honesty is my new thing. I got to hit the head. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty at 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. You got to do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The dad, and I don't.